These delicious pineapple slices are really sweet, but delicious nevertheless. I wish you all could see yours truly enjoying this deliciousness, but unfortunately, as you are all aware of by now, that the interference experts are hard at work, so we'll just stick to the audioliciousness only, at least for now, which yours truly actually doesn't mind at all. Yeah. Hang on 1 second. One more bite and we'll get things going. Delicious. Okay, let me go ahead and put that down. So where were we? Okay, so halfway through this amazing year, 2013, that is, I said, let me go ahead and continue on this amazing trekking adventure for just a little bit longer before I completely log out. Hang on 1 second. Let me get a quick drink real quick. That's round three, by the way. Okay, well, before we start devouring into this next pit stop, which is a very important one, and I already mentioned this previously, yours truly would like to mention that, for those of you who are tuning in, that if you think some of the shit that yours truly says doesn't make any damn sense, well, guess what? It's not supposed to all make sense to everyone. If it did, that would be called a perfect world, you little dumb geniuses. Or as I mentioned previously, as always, if for some reason you just don't like me. Ooh, we're starting early this time. That can't be a good thing. Well, we won't do the full drill this early. We'll keep the full drill towards the end. It just fits better towards the end. But, yours truly does want to give you all a quick heads up that once he starts munching on this next pit stop, that some of you, might not like me. But yours truly doesn't care if you don't like me. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get this next pit stop rolling. Everyone, if you haven't quite done so already, go ahead and fasten your seatbelts, okay? Let's go ahead and prepare for a takeoff. So, as yours truly continue trekking along on this amazing trekking adventure, this next pit stop, as far as yours truly could remember, was supposed to be another one of those places that is supposedly quote-unquote educational. But what yours truly ran into instead was anything but educational. It was some dumb shit. And so, as I pulled up and entered this building, which supposedly houses a variety of classes that, as mentioned previously, that are supposed to be quote-unquote educational, the first thing I'm met with as I enter the building is an individual who walks right past me. Well, I shouldn't use the term walk, more like swagger past me, intentionally or unintentionally. But if you think Lil Instructor had a strange swag, you should have seen the swag on this individual. Now let's go ahead and save the gender of this individual for your imagination once again. But let's just say this individual's swagger made Lil Instructor's swagger look like shit. Oh yeah, and that's putting it mildly. Oh yeah, but I mean yeah, if you think Lil Instructor's swagger was strange, you all should have seen the swagger on this thing. It was way more complicated than Lil Instructor's. I mean, just the aura of arrogance on this swag. I mean, you should have seen, this individual took things to a whole new level. Oh yeah. This swagger was like some super full body swirly type shit with some tiptoeing tricks in between or some shit. I don't know what that shit was. Seriously. And so after being met with that, I started getting nervous again, right? And so I pulled out my dumb itinerary once again, just to make sure I wasn't in a damn circus show or some shit. And sure enough, I wasn't. In any case, I later find out that this person was in the quote-unquote representation leg of the entertainment sphere. That's right. Or at least that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, shit, if that's the case, what could you be possibly doing in here? I said, I hope it isn't what I think it is. And we can get into this important part a lot more later.